Good Monday. Today is May the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we are about the halfway point in the planting season. We are going to visit today with Stephanie Karoff, OSU Extension Field Specialist for Agronomic Crop Systems, and take a look at where we are at right now and considerations to make going forward. We'll have all the details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Stephanie Karoff. Stephanie is a field specialist in agronomic systems and an assistant professor at OSU Extension. Stephanie, we are at the middle of May, essentially, and in a sense, in my mind at least, that's sort of the middle of planting season. As you look around the state of Ohio, a lot of crops went in early, some of those up, rowable, looking good. Some maybe struggled a little bit with a lot of that rain we had. But now as we're at this point looking forward, I think a lot of folks asking that question, where do we go from here? How do we evaluate the stands that may be out there? And if we haven't got a chance to get in the field yet, do we need to be contemplating any changes moving forward?
Thanks, Dusty. So first, focusing on those that were able to take advantage of that planting window in late April, I've been pleasantly surprised by the stands I've seen from those fields. Some yellowing, but showing some promise in stands. So I'd recommend, you know, as we get closer to VC and soybeans, so those cotyledons out, and later for corn as well, to go out, take those stand counts, and then also evaluate the consistency of that stand across the field. Do we have a consistent stand throughout that's going to be able to combat any weed population and pressure later on in the season? And especially for those earlier planted corn fields, even if we have a reduced stand, you know, even if we're looking at a 25,000 plant per acre situation, that early planting day is still gaining us yield potential compared to if we would go in and replant at the end of May. So even if we had stands of 35,000 at the end of May, we're going to have less yield potential compared to that lower stand in late April.
Uniformity of that stand is probably also important too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then making sure to prioritize that weed management program if we do have gaps, and making sure that they're not going to be able to take advantage of those.
Well, depending on where you're at in the state, it seemed like it really varied how heavy the rains came when they did. Some places, just a nice, gentle soaking rain, although it seemed like it never stopped, and so we got a lot of precipitation. Other places, though, did have those heavy cloud bursts and really got things pounded into the ground. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, so for those that had that really heavy sudden burst of rainfall, you know, some of my main concerns are we going to have just some damage and lower emergence for those that were already emerged after planting? And then also looking later on, you know, are we going to see any pockets of seedling disease or injury in those areas where we did have ponding? So going out, looking for those seedling diseases, digging them up and inspecting to see that that root and growing point is healthy. And hopefully we can still get good stands out of those fields yet.
Well, for fields that haven't been planted yet, as we look ahead to the coming weeks, it's sort of touch and go depending on what rains fall and when guys can get actually back at it again. At what point in the calendar do you think folks need to start reevaluating either their planting populations or potentially the varieties they're going to plant?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doug. And we're really not at that point in the calendar year. So we're still in May. Some promise with that weather forecast, depending on if we can get it or if it's going to be later than that. It's really not until we get into the mid part or early part of June that we start need to reevaluating, you know, what's our population that we're at and what varieties or hybrids maturity wise are we using. So right now, I'd say keep that plan A and fingers crossed we can get some planting windows and take advantage of it.
Well, in general, the temperatures have been very favorable. Soil temperatures are right where we'd like to see them, and the moisture is there. So I would guess anytime that seed does get put in the ground in fit conditions, it's probably going to jump out and catch up with anything maybe that went in early that may be struggling a little.
Yes. Yeah. I have the same hope that we can still get quick emergence. And with that early planting in April, we did see, you know, delayed emergence for some of those fields. So if we can get that planting yet here in mid-May, still get that seed up and going, I think we still got strong yield potential out there.
Great information. Again, my guest today is Stephanie Karoff. Stephanie's a field specialist with OSU Extension for Agronomic Systems. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, tractor and combine sales seem to be trending lower from where they were a year ago. April 2025 failed to bring good news to the machinery market as tractor sales of all horsepower ranges were down 12.3% last month compared to where they were in April of 24, and combine sales were down 31.9% year over year. The preliminary monthly numbers for April were released by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and those statistics come from their member surveys. Now, sales in every category of tractors reported by AEM were also reported down in April, as they have been for several months. Sales of less than 40 horsepower tractors were down 10.4% in April compared to a year earlier. It was the same story for those 40 to 100 horsepower tractors. Sales year over year in April were down 7.3%. Now, sales of tractors more common to commercial ag were down as well. The sales of the two-wheel drive tractors 100 horsepower and above were down by a hefty 28.5% in the month of April compared to what they were a year ago at the same time. And sales of four-wheel drive tractors were down sharply, 41.5% from April of 2024 to April of 2025. Now, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers also reports year-to-date numbers. Sales of all tractors are down 13.3% during the January through April timeframe this year compared to where they were during the same period last year. Combine sales happen to be off 48.3% this year compared to where they were a year ago. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.